fourth day dawns at midnight. What should have been the moon whirls like a scimitar swung round the turban of some blood-drenched Saracen beheading stars. Questions on the first day, then riddles giving way to mystery on the third. Today commences with apocalypse. A shrill high fiddle note presides. Transported to high ecstasy, our fire-breathing eyes pour music back into the violin. Then saith God, call your son Loamai, meaning, ye are not my people, I will not be your God. You shall abide many days without a prince, a king, a sacrifice, an image, an ephod, or a teraphim. Blood toucheth blood, let the land mourn. Thou shalt be no priest to me. What? No teraphim? Supplication seems inadequate. It is too late for sacrifice. Perhaps some sort of bribe is apropos. Tossing my wristwatch into a snapping sea, my timepiece is returned by an indignant wave, rewound. The soft hand of one who is not but almost present begins to stir my hair with breezes. Three more days of this, a soft wind whispers, the poison will subside. The Maria Elena and her ocean will provide. A raft cannot ship water. The Maria Elena will not drown. It may float, be calm, or spin, but it will never sink. Those not disposed to vision gather on the west deck, trade yarns, and speak of remarkable spitballs delivered with a touch of fire. I go among them and speak of innings, runs, and scores. We will speak of going back for a long one and derive some simple creature comfort therefrom. Slam down the visor. The moon becomes again a moon of gentle incandescence over the smooth lapping swells. The lion of the ocean sleeps. True dawn, sea and sky, then sky and sea, fleck, foam, wave, luminous blue rose. An island lies off stern, inviting. Ah, if we could only swing the Maria Elena. But no, we are engaged to ride the mighty raft where wind and wave command. Mark it on the map and wave farewell. The perfume of its trees ride on the breeze which gently, firmly, sadly bars our entry. A very blue island beneath blue clouds against blue sky rising from blue sea. It is not a dream. Ah, no. It is another thing. It is a sunlit vision seen through rain.